Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino.
The Cisco Kid.
Say, want to rate ace high with that hungry family of yours?
It's easy.
Just make sure you serve...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, ma'am, serve more good butternut bread. And you are sure to win the applause of everybody from junior to granddad. Because everybody likes that butternut flavor, that richness, that extra richness, that butternut tenderness and fine texture. And you know, you'll like the way that butternut's freshness lasts. If you open a loaf for breakfast one morning, you can enjoy it at noon and again at night. And if there's any left, which I doubt, you'll enjoy it just as fresh and delicious again the next morning. Butternut is baked right to be fresh and wrapped right to stay fresh. When you buy bread, make sure of the brand you buy. Look for the only loaf in the bright blue and white checked gingham wrapper, the wrapper with the picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread. You'll like it.
Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Rescue in Matamoros. Although not a matter of official record, relations were badly strained between the United States and Mexico in the early 1870s. It was deliberately planned that way by one Mike Hendon, the most unscrupulous scoundrel ever to raid the great border ranches of wealthy Mexicans who had invested millions of dollars in Texas land and cattle. Because of those raids, as our story opens, several representative Mexicans are calling upon blunt, outspoken Major Ned West at Fort Brown in Brownsville, Texas.
Senor Hernandez, gentlemen, I'm sorry to hear that your ranch buildings are being burned, your vaqueros killed, and your cattle stolen. I've made out a report. Probably that report is now in Washington. Until I receive orders, there's nothing I can do.
But it may be weeks, months before your report is acted upon, Major. We must have protection for our investments in your country at once.
It's a civil matter, senor, until I get word to the contrary.
Then we must take our own action, and the responsibility will be yours. We will deal no more with one who is afraid.
You will excuse me, gentlemen. My daughter arrives from the north tomorrow. I must see that suitable quarters are prepared for her. They will take their own action. If only Washington could understand the need for urgency.
Wait a minute! Oh, oh. That's a supply wagon for the fort coming. I take cover, boys, behind these sand hills. You stay mounted, of Tioga. Keep back out of sight. I'll do the looking.
How many troopers riding escort on that wagon, Mike?
Just three. It'll be easy. And our boys over in Matamoros can use the rifles and ammunition that's in that wagon to stir things up some more along the border.
How do you know there's rifles and ammunition in it?
Why do you think I pay a man to keep close contact with the army post? To get information, Tioga. More information I can get, the quicker I can get a war started.
That's mighty big scale thinking, Mike.
A war ain't far away to my way of thinking. This morning, a committee of Mexicans called on the major. Understand, they looked pretty mad when they left. Yeah, war, Tioga. That means we can make a fortune selling cattle and supplies of all kinds to both sides at high prices. Pass a word to the boys to shoot to kill it. Hey, no, wait, no. By thunder, that's a girl setting up with a driver. The major's daughter.
You're crazy, Mike. What'd she be doing on a supply wagon?
She was due in tomorrow. Maybe she made extra good connections and just caught a ride on that wagon. Anyways, it must be her.
You want her killed, Mike?
No, you fool. Take her alive. We'll hold her over in Matamoros and get word to the major. And if that don't bring him across the river with a troop of cavalry, nothing will.
That ought to start the war.
Just what I'm thinking. Get ready, boys. All right, let him have it. Get the driver, the other one. That's it, boys. You've got them all.
You devils!
You're Major West's daughter, ain't you, ma'am?
Yes, I'm Major West's daughter. Just wait till he hears about this. You murderers!
Put out, Mike. She's getting the driver's gun.
Oh, no, you don't. I'll take those guns.
Let me go!
There we are. Reckon we'll have to tie you up, ma'am. Oh. There's too many weapons around for you to get your hands on. All right, boys, let's get going.
That must be a very big wagon we follow all the way from San Benito, Cisco.
By the size of the wheel trucks, it is. An army supply wagon, probably. San Benito has been a supply depot for some time.
Well, maybe the wagon go to Ford at Brownsville.
I imagine so. From now on, Pancho, I want you to keep your eyes open. Remember, the United States Marshal asked us to do all we can to find out who is ordering all the raids on the big ranchos.
Well, he give us a little time. We find out something, Cisco.
There is not too much time. The marshal said feeling was beginning to run high on both sides of the river. Trouble between the United States and Mexico would be a very serious thing, amigo, and I... Santos, hold it,
hold!
Ah, this is very bad. Four cavalry troopers.
Oh, they look dead, Cisco.
I'm afraid they are. But let us see. You look at those two.
Oh, this one dead. See this one, too.
Also these two. Shot and killed. Must have been an ambush, Pancho, from behind those sandhills. Here are the tracks of more horses. Here is where an hombre dismounted and walked toward that wagon at stop. Oh, what is this?
Well, it looked like a piece of cloth to Pancho.
See, a torn piece of cloth. Part of a woman's glove, I would say, Pancho.
Or senorita or senora on a big wagon, no?
Looks that way to me. Here are the prints of her shoes in the sand. She stepped down from the wagon, or was pulled down.
Oh, bandidos rip her glove, maybe.
That could be it, Chico. Or she ripped the glove herself and left that fragment as a clue to whoever came along.
Where the wagon go next? That way she's...
See? Toward the river. I would guess they were taking it over into Mexico. To Matamoros.
Well, there's not much we can do.
Quite a lot we can do, Pancho. But first of all, we must report this to the comandante of the fort at Brownsville. Let us get there as quickly as possible.
Stop in front of the cafe to Matamoros, Tayo.
All right, boss. Hold there.
Walt, you and Jose untie the girl. We'll keep her in that room up over the cafe. You two stand guard outside the room, too. We'll take no chances of her getting away.
How about that balcony up there, Mike? She could jump to the ground from that easy.
I'll post a man across the street.
You coyotes! Let me alone!
You make it a lot easier for yourself, girl, if you don't put up such a fuss.
Take me to Fort Brown this minute.
No, I don't reckon we will. But just you take things nice and easy and you won't get hurt.
Look, Mike, already she's got those pretty gloves of hers torn. Ain't that a shame?
Oh, when my father finds out, killers, you'll wish you'd never been born.
Well, he's going to have a chance to find us, all the chance he wants. Because I'm going to write a note and tie it to a stone and have one of my men throw it inside the fort. I got an idea it'll start something. To have a troop of United States cavalry come over here into Mexico.
You buzzard.
Get her out of here, boys.
Let me alone, I tell you. Let me go. Let me go.
All right. Let's drive this wagon out to the hangout and unload it. Boys might have use for these rifles sooner than we think.
So, that is the story, Major West.
Four men killed. Hernandez and his men wasted no time, the scoundrels.
Do you mean Señor Esteban Hernandez, Major?
Yes. He and some of his friends called here this morning, Cisco. They asked for help against those who are plundering their ranches. When I told them that I could take no action, they said they would take their own action.
Well, what that means, Señor Major? They killed somebody, no?
Obviously, it already has meant that.
Your pardon, Major. I have close friends who know Señor Hernandez well. They say he's a very fine man, a man of the highest character. I hope you will not place the blame for that ambush upon him until you have proof.
I'll draw my own conclusions.
Very well. I have more information for you, Major. There was a woman in that supply wagon.
What? How do you know?
We know from the prints of her shoes in the sand. Also, because we found this fragment of a glove at the scene.
Let me see that, please.
Si, senor. Here you are.
Can't understand why a woman would be on that wagon. Great Scott! My daughter has gloves made of this material. I bought them for myself in the north. She was to arrive tomorrow, but perhaps she arrived ahead of time in San Benito.
I believe the wagon was driven over to Matamoros, Major. Pancho and I will go there and see what we can find out.
No. I'll go myself. The devils. I'll ransack that town from one end to the other.
You mean with your men?
That's just what I mean, Cisco. My daughter means more to me than anything in the world.
Oh, Pancho think they're not good, Senor Major. Make all kinds of troubles.
Orderly!
Un momento, Major. You're acting on impulse. To go into Mexico with your men might mean war. At the very least, it could mean court-martial and disgrace for you.
Don't tell me what I'm going to do. Orderly! Confound it, where is...
Sorry to have to do this, Major, but it must be done.
Oh! Caramba! Cisco, you knocked the Major out.
Pancho, carry him into the next room. His quarters. When you come back, lock the door and bring the key.
Yes, sir. You called me.
The Major went into his quarters, Sergeant. Said to tell you he had changed his mind.
Yes, sir.
Hurry, Pancho. There's not a moment to lose.
This town of Matamoros, not so much, Cisco.
It's like any other border town, Chico. This is the Plaza de Hidalgo we are riding into.
Oh, wagon track still playing. Oh, look, Cisco. Hombres over there in front of the cafe.
I see them. I also see the wagon stopped in front of the cafe. And Pancho.
Si?
There's another fragment of that cloth. Looks to be the same, at least. We better be certain.
Oh, Nat can stop and pick it up in front of those hombres.
I will get their attention. I'll make Diablo buck into them. Then you get that bit of cloth. All right, Diablo. Up now. Come on.
Yeah! Hey, easy now, easy. Yeah! Yeah!
Hey, you! Pull that thing!
Yeah. What are you trying to do? Diablo! Yeah!
Get him out of here! Hey,
let me... Hold on, ho! Hold on!
Your pardon, senores. But you saw how my horse was acting.
Who are you two hombres?
Some outfit this big one's got, Mike.
Your compañero and I are just riding through the town, senor.
Oh, Pancho, think he see gold piece in the street. It was just a rock.
Well, let us go into the cafe, amigo. Some food would taste good.
Oh, si, some food and some more food.
Come on. Yeah, this table will do. We will order, senor, after we've looked over your bill of fare. Let me see that bit of cloth, Pancho.
Oh, look the same to Pancho.
Gee, it is the same. I'm sure now the senorita left it as a clue. They may be keeping her a prisoner in this building.
Oh, he stairs over there, Cisco.
Those hombres, me in trouble, Pancho. Be ready to go up the stairs and try to find the senorita.
I don't know who you hombres are, but I don't like your looks. Get out of here and keep going.
And just who might you be, hombre?
Did you hear what I said?
See, I heard. Again, I say... Who are you to give orders?
So who you are, Mike?
I reckon that's just what I will do. Yeah. Come on, boys, rush him!
As I told you, Pancho!
Ah,
you start this fight, Bandito. Let us see who will finish him.
So Cisco fights to prevent a war. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
When it's noontime in the kitchen and the footsteps on the porch mean the kids are home for lunch, just break into the bread box and sing out with this tune.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread. Ah, that means good butternut bread. Especially good for that noontime lunch when the appetites are hearty, the time is short, and the need for quick food energy is mighty big. Those fresh, tender slices of butternut make top-flight sandwiches. Butternut's easy to spread and even easier to eat with any sandwich filler. And most important, butternut bread is good for you. Good for those hungry youngsters who need a nourishing lunch. You see, butternut is made from the finest, naturally nutritious ingredients, and it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. So, next time your family sits down to lunch, just remember this song.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Good butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Rescue in Matamoros. The border outlaw, Mike Hendon, was deliberately trying to promote a war between the United States and Mexico. But he made a mistake in holding the daughter of Major West, commanding officer of Fort Brown, a prisoner in Matamoros. For the Cisco Kid quickly located the building where Alice West was being detained. Now, in the Café de Matamoros, Cisco is fighting off an attack by Hendon's bandits.
All right. Where's next? You. Ah, so be it, bandito.
Get on it, boys. Come on. Get in.
Those fists of his are like clubs, Mike.
You're good with a knife, Tioga. Throw it.
Right, boss. What?
Ah, close, bandito, but not close enough. This is for you in exchange. Ah. They'll keep you quiet for a while.
Cisco. Cisco, bandito's up here. Cisco.
Hey, Pancho. I will be right there.
Get after that boy!
Cisco! Cisco's too many bandidos up here for Pancho!
I see only two bandidos, Pancho. We should be able to handle them in short order.
Come on, get out!
Senorita, Senorita West, where are you?
I'm here. I'm locked in.
Stand back away from the door, Senorita. I'll shoot off the lock.
All right. Who are you?
We are friends. Quick, Pancho, shut the door. Ah, this big table. I put it against the door.
All right, all right. Go on in after them. Head it down that door.
They're coming in.
Well, what's your bet, Senorita?
We have guns in here, banderos. The first hombre through that door will find out.
Oh, that stopped them, Cisco.
Cisco? Are you the Cisco Kid I heard so much about in Arizona?
That is what they call me, Senorita.
Oh, Pancho, wish we all in Arizona now.
Wishing will do no good, amigo. Let us plan our next move before those bandidos plan theirs.
Mike! Mike, where are you?
Right here under the balcony, Tioga. What the messenger have to say?
He said the major and a flying column are riding toward the river, Mike, to ford the river about a half mile northwest.
Good, good. Things are working perfect for us. You ride to the hangout, Tioga, fast as you can get there. Turn all the rest of the boys out.
Can't you send somebody else in my place?
Why?
Well, I'm aching to get that Cisco Kid this knife, Mike. Whole side of my face hurts where he hit me.
There'll be plenty of time to get at him. Cisco and a fat one and a girl can't get away. I got men surrounding this building. Now, you get going.
You're the boss.
And Tioga.
Yeah?
Send a couple of the boys around the countryside. Have them tell the paisanos the Yankee army is invading Mexico. Get them out with all the weapons they got.
All right, Mike.
Yeah, things are sure working perfect.
But they'll kill you, Cisco. You won't have a chance.
See, Pancho thinks so too, Cisco. Pancho thinks you better stay here, no?
You heard what that bandido said. Every paisano who hears that lie will head for the river, ready to fight to the death.
Oh, but how you can stop it, Cisco?
By overtaking the Tioga bandido before he can get word to them.
But he's down there in the plaza, Cisco, and you're up here. Just the minute you show yourself, they'll start firing at you.
Oh, Cisco, the bandido, he is getting ready to ride now, I think.
Well, I'll have to take the chance, Senorita. As soon as he starts, I'll go out on the balcony and call Diablo.
Oh, and then you jump down on Diablo's back, huh?
See? There's no other way, Pancho. When they open fire, you fire back, amigo. to cover my getaway.
Oh, Pancho, not like this, Cisco.
No, Cisco, neither do I.
Now listen, amigos. Unless that bandido is stopped, war can start. And we cannot have that.
But maybe the major, he not cross the Rio Grande.
I am afraid he will, Pancho.
Oh, yes, he will. Nothing in the world could stop him from coming after me.
Oh, the bandido. He's getting on his horse, Cisco.
All right. Wish me luck, amigos. Diablo! On the balcony! Diablo!
Hey! Get Cisco! Open up on him!
Will you not get Cisco? Hey, that's that and that!
Gracias, amigo. Ah, that's good shooting. Guard the senorita well.
Si, Cisco. Oh, but Pancho not like this.
Stand still, Diablo. I'm coming down. Ah! Up, Diablo, come on!
Jump him! Jump him! Come on!
Come on, Diablo! Faster! Bueno! We are overtaking that bandido already! Come on!
Get faster! I warn you! This time I'll kill you!
Make good on that boast if you can, bandido! Into him, Diablo! Come on! Down off that horse!
This knife will do it!
Drop it! Drop it, drop it! Drop it, I tell you! Now you'll see. What is... What? Diablo! You'll have to carry double. Back to the river, Diablo. Bandido and me. You'll have to run fast again. Come, Diablo, come on!
Scoundrel Cisco, I'll turn you over to the civil authorities for hitting me.
There's not time to talk of that now, Major West. Have your men guard this bandido. I believe he is one of those who ambushed the supply wagon.
But my daughter?
She is safe. And Matamoros, mi compañero will see to it that she is not harmed.
I'd like to believe that.
It is true, no matter what you think. I beg of you, Major, do not ride under the soil of Mexico with this troop. There are those who will promote war if you do. Those bandidos. They must have seen me ride here with this one.
Are those the men you mean?
Si, especially the bandit on their own horse. He's the ringleader. Diablo, come on! Here's your prisoner, Sergeant. He's still asleep. Take him! Turn back, Major! Or at least, come no further than this. Up, Diablo, come on!
Well, Cisco, come back here. Forward!
Santos, no holding them back. Only no paisano see this. Up, Diablo! After their own horse. Your bullet missed me, bandido.
But my next bullet won't.
There'll be no next bullet. If I can shoot that gun out of your hand. Ah, this is going to be a pleasure, bandido. Long past time a buzzer like you was in jail for the rest of your life.
Anyway, the fixing, Cisco.
Dad.
Where did you and the senorita come from, Pancho?
Bandidos, they all leave us to chase you, Cisco. So the senorita and Pancho, they think we leave that place too.
Bueno. Good for you, amigo. Here, tie this bandido, if you will.
Oh, sí, Cisco, but look. The rest of the bandidos, they run like the rabbits. And the troops fall back now.
Yes, just as well. I hope they'll retire across the river at once.
Dad, Cisco and Pancho have been just wonderful. If it hadn't been for them, I'd still be a prisoner.
Seems I was wrong about you, Cisco. My apologies and my deepest gratitude.
Do not apologize, Major. Just get your men back on United States soil.
I've already given the order to withdraw. But you may notice it wasn't officially a United States cavalry unit that rode over here. I removed my insignia and had my men do likewise. That may be splitting hairs, but in case of an investigation, it might help.
Well, I do not think there will be an investigation. Pancho and I saw nothing, and no one will believe those runaway bandidos. Just one more thing, Major. It might pour oil on troubled waters if you invited Senor Hernandez to be present when we question these two bandidos.
I'll do it, Cisco.
Now, let us ride back across the river.
You know something, Cisco?
Huh?
You were very good for my father.
Oh? How so, senorita?
Well, he's always been a little, shall I say, stubborn, as many men are who are used to command. You showed him very tactfully that he could be wrong.
Oh, I hope it did not annoy him too much.
Oh, no. No, Dad thinks you're wonderful. He's not the only one, either.
Well, that is very pleasant to hear, senorita. But just what am I to infer?
Aren't you good at drawing inferences, Cisco?
Not very.
Well, in that case, perhaps...
Perhaps what?
Perhaps I can make it a little plainer. Like this. Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, the danger of the wars is all over now.
Si, si, amigo. I'm very happy to say that Tayoga Hombre turned state's evidence against Mike Hendon. And Hendon finally made a full confession.
He give back some money to the landowners too, no?
See, he did.
See.
So Hernandez and his friends were pacified.
Pancho talk to Senor Hernandez, Cisco.
Is that so, Chico?
Si, si. Pancho find out that Senor Hernandez he spend every summer in Pancho's hometown of Hermosillo.
Well, it's a small world, Pancho.
And Pancho find out that Senor Hernandez he give money to the little school where Pancho used to go.
That was real generous of Senor Hernandez. Si. But how did he happen to give money to that little school?
Well, that little school turn out some great men like Pancho, Cisco.
I did not know you finished school, amigo.
Pancho not finish school, Cisco. Pancho, one of the ones the school turned out.
Ah, oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco.
Oh. Diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Because a good breakfast means a good morning, build a better breakfast every day. A good breakfast always includes plenty of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, eat a better breakfast. Eat plenty of crisp, crunchy slices of good butternut toast. Enjoy it with fresh butter, homemade strawberry preserves, or as French toast. You can do anything with butternut. Serve it any way you like, and you'll always like it. That's because butternut is always the same. Every loaf, every slice... is always the same fine texture, the same creamy whiteness, the same delicious flavor. Anytime you open a blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper, you can rest assured that you're about to serve the finest bread that's baked. Then when you buy bread by name. Insist on butternut bread, good butternut bread, in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Try a loaf tomorrow. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.